I'm Nate Puderball, their sports update. It will now be 33 years since Canada last hoisted Lord Stanley's Cup. Last night in Carolina, the Hurricanes completed the gentleman's sweep, thrashing the Canadiens 6-1 in the decisive Game 5. They reached the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 2006. Carolina faces the Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Finals beginning on Tuesday. In the NBA, it's Game 7 tonight of the Western Conference Finals as the Spurs visit OKC. Tip-off is at 8. Last night in Cincinnati, Michael Harris had 3 hits and 3 RBIs to lead the Braves over the Reds 8-3. The Reds have lost 3 of their last 4 games. They look to get back on track in Game 2 of the series tonight at 7:15. Catch the action right here on The Fan. And in Cleveland, the Guardians scored 4 in the first and held on for a 4-3 win over the Red Sox last night. They square off again this afternoon at 4:15. Angel Martinez squares off against Wilson Contreras of the Red Sox. Breaking sports news with The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
This is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show. Now here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, The Fan's own Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Good morning. Welcome into another edition of Tee to Green here on The Fan. After a wet couple of days last week, things have really dried out a bit. The past few forecasts for the weekend looks terrific. So if there are some golf plans in your future, get out and play well. Busy week as always in the golf world. The PGA Tour is in Fort Worth at Colonial. We'll hear from some of the leaders shortly. We'll also get you one final preview of next week's Memorial Tournament. The field is about set. We'll be joined by Executive Director Dan Sullivan. And as always, we have another great prize package to give away. And speaking of the Memorial, included this week is a pair of Golden Bear Club passes for next Saturday at the Memorial, courtesy of our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore. So stay tuned for that. Details in just a bit. But we are very pleased to be broadcasting this morning from one of the top public golf courses nationally, according to Golf Digest, arguably one of the top public facilities here in the state of Ohio. We are at the Virtues in Nashport. Scott Holmes is the general manager, head professional here at the Virtues. Tom Wong is the owner. And gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for having us out. As always, love coming out here.
Okay, buddy. Good morning.
We're doing great. Absolutely. Place looks fantastic. Clubhouse has always been terrific. Banquet facility, we'll talk about all that stuff later in the hour. But we always say this when we come here. I mean, you pull up, it screams like it's a private club. Completely opposite, completely open to the public. Do you still get that? I mean, you've been here, you know, a year and a half or now, Scott and Tom, same sort of thing. When you bought this place, that's a big perception. They think it's a private club, and it's not open to the public.
Well, even more than that, you know, you're out on the road, and as soon as you come through our gates, it's like, beautifully manicured property, and it looks fantastic, and it's day and night what's outside the gate and what's inside the gate. So, yeah.
Exciting year ahead here at the Virtues. Scott, tell us about some of the projects that will, you know, really make this great golf course really shine even more. You got a lot going on.
More than you can talk about.
Yes.
We're starting cart paths very soon. I don't have an exact date yet.
Okay.
A lot of that's weather pending. I need the rain to stop.
We all do.
But we're starting the cart paths here very soon. And then when you pull up to the clubhouse, there's going to be some construction going on this year on the building. So we're going to have some detoured routes coming in and out of the building as you come in and out throughout the course of the summer. Hopefully most of that wraps up by mid-July.
Okay.
That's the tentative plan. But, yeah, I mean, when you talk about, you know, how the building looks when you pull up, it's going to look even better.
Even better than it does right now. When you say cart paths, some people may not even comprehend. How many miles are we talking about as far as, you know, from the time you leave the clubhouse here to head out to the first tee?
8.6 around this whole and that's including everything around the whole property. From first tee around to 18, it's right around 7 miles. We're doing the whole front nine and a good majority of the back.
And after a week like we just had, obviously those cart paths are very, very important because when you can't take them off the paths, you have to have something.
No, and I mean, they're due.
Bunkers. You were telling me about the bunker work that you were doing.
We've been doing a lot of bunker work. We're mainly focusing on greenside bunkers right now. I know Kevin, our superintendent, started before I got here. New liners, new drainage, and now it's just to the point where we're trying to kind of get that done. It's a process.
Is that an annual, Scott, or is that every couple of years we have to redo that stuff?
Every couple of years, you got to add sand. You don't go through. I mean, if you do it right, you don't really have to go back and redo it every year. I mean, it's too labor intensive and too expensive to actually go and do it year after year. But sand is not cheap.
No. Tita Green, we're at the Virtues this morning here on The Fan, and you were saying tee boxes, a couple of new tee boxes you're adding out here, too.
Yeah, we've got 7 is done, so we pushed the tee box on 7 back to par 5. It plays roughly around 590 right now. 11 is in. 11's going to play right around 400. 14 plays at 220, 15 will play right around 480, and 17 will play right around 470. I've got the new slope and course rating. So
you were telling me about this. It was already incredibly high for a public facility.
7372 is the new length from the black tees. Course rating is 75.4 and a slope of 143.
And that is incredibly high for those that don't matter, which means it's very, very difficult to play from the back tees.
Yes, that's from the back tees.
Sure.
And I'd just like to say, even for the not quite as accomplished golfer, it's still a really good experience. The
absolutely
the greens are fast and true, but the fairways are very generous. We don't have a lot of force carries. It doesn't make for an easy course because we have so many interesting aspects to each hole that it makes for a difficult course, but you know, you're not going to lose that many balls is all I'm saying. And it should be still a very enjoyable round for even a higher handicap player.
Well, other big news coming up this summer here at the Virtues, and part of the reason why some of the improvements are going to be happening is that the Virtues is going to host the Ohio Amateur this year. And that's something that's not typically done by a public facility,
it's
Scott
not.
Holmes. And it's like, you told me that over the wintertime. I'm like, hey, first of all, congratulations. But the question that begged to be asked was, how'd you get it?
I picked up the phone and made a phone call. You know, when I took over, I sat back and I looked at this golf course in general. It's such a good course. Like, the layout, from the first hole to the 18th, it's a great track. And I thought to myself, why has it never hosted anything? You know, it hasn't had anything out here since the Club Professionals Championship years ago. So, you know, I picked up the phone and made a phone call to the Ohio Golf Association, and I asked them, I said, why don't you have anything out here?
I think we had a Division I NCAA regional 2015.
I mean, we have the college tournament out here where Bowling Green and Miami come.
Sure.
You know, and you don't want to take away from that, but when you want something to be in the spotlight.
Sure.
You know, you want to showcase not just to, you know, those universities, you know, core crowds. Want something more on a statewide that everybody looks at and sees, like, where does that come in? How do you get that? So I did. I just picked up the phone and made a phone call. And, you know, I remember them saying, well, we haven't been out there since it was Longaberger. And, you know, I'm not going to try to sell them. I said, okay, come out, take a look. Don't tell me when you come. Just come.
Sure.
I don't want to sell you. You know, I'm not. It's not a used car sales. I want you to come look at it and see it for yourself. And then I got an email asking, would I be interested in hosting it? And I said, sure, let's talk.
Unbelievable. And so, obviously, that's going to bring notoriety. All the changes that you're talking about can do this. And what I'm curious to see, Scott, because, man, as challenging as this place is just normally, as far as what you can make it for something like that and how difficult they want to try to get it, because with the length, with the greens that Tom talked about, and if you get those things rolling as quick as they can at times, it can make it really, really challenging.
It can. It's just, you got to watch ball placement. I mean, this golf course tee to green is not super hard. It's really not. It's a second shot golf course, and you can put it on. You can put it in bad spots, and if you miss greens in bad spots, it makes for a really long day. And, you know, you get 3 1/4 inch rough, and greens are on at a 12 that have a little bit of firmness to them.
I think the fastness of the greens make it longer because you if you try and take a long club for your second one for your approach, it's not going to hold the green, or you have to try and bounce it in and some crazy stuff. But so it pays to be closer so you can spin the ball and actually stop it on the green. So
besides the golf course, one of the other things I've always loved coming out here to play, Scott, is that you really get the sense you're away from everything, mm-hmm. because there's not you don't see any houses out here. You don't see a lot of other holes other than the one that you're playing. And so it's a great Arthur Hills design anyways as far as coming out here. We'll talk about the houses that Tom built a number of years ago and the villas over there that for stay and play packages. But overall, I mean, it's a great opportunity to get out here and really get away from everything.
It is. It's a good chance just to come out and unwind. You get away from city life. You get away from really just everything. I mean, you come out here and you just, depending upon the time, mm-hmm. of day, I mean, you might not see another person. You know, weekends,
you'll see a couple.
It's busy, but, weekday, like, my favorite time to be on the golf course is really 5 to 7-ish
mm-hmm.
In the summer. It's quiet, it's peaceful, and there's no one out there.
Well, yeah, you don't see the other golfers because the fairways do not run side by side. So if you miss your shot, it's in the woods. It's not on another fairway. And, so that's actually very nice, too. So.
All right, Tom, we teased it, but a couple of years ago you finished up the houses, the villas up there the people will see when they pull in here. It's really a great idea. It's perfect for stay-and-play packages where people want to come in. I get that question all the time. Where's the best place to maybe come in for a couple of days and you can stay right on property? Tell us about what you built.
Well, I built two houses. They're 4,500 square feet each. They can be rented as a whole or individually, but really it's best to rent the whole house with a group of guys because they're built to be party houses, to be perfectly honest about it. And when you're coming off the nine green, you can see a lot of people are staying at the houses, hanging out on the upper deck, with the windows open, and it's a very, very, very nice. And they're 6 years old this year, and they still look great. You'll have a very good experience by coming out and want to stay and play. A quick vacation with
sure.
a group of guys. Yeah, sure.
How much are you booked out, Tom?
You have to ask Scott about that.
This year, we have some openings during weekdays.
Okay.
Weekends are, I mean, unless you're getting into November. Late October, November, yeah. December. And Denise, who handles all of our stay and play coordinating, she's working on next year's packages already. So,
weekends, try and book a year in advance if you want the weekend that you want to get. So, yeah.
Awesome. Again, if people are driving through town, as they always do, they always have follow-up questions. They always buzz me during the week, say, where were you at again? I want to follow up with that. Best place to get information about the golf course, about the houses, about the public, the banquet facility, best place to reach you guys, Scott?
You can virtuesgolfclub.com, or you can always give us a call at the clubhouse, 740-763-1100.
So much more to get into this hour here at the Virtues. Plus, someone will be coming to play here on us. We'll have details on that shortly. All right, PGA Tour is in Fort Worth this week. Let's get you warmed up down there with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's Tita Green Chip Shots, presented by BMI Federal Credit Union.
Colonial Country Club, the venue for this week's PGA Tour stop. Englishman Jordan Smith sits alone in the lead at 10 under par at the midway point. A pair of 65s the first 2 days for Smith, who says he's really pleased to be in this position.
Yeah, no, I'm obviously very, very happy. We're going into the weekend in a good position. The putter has been hot the last 2 days, which is nice to see. Swing still hasn't felt 100%, but I mean we've been hitting a lot of fairways and a lot of greens, which is key out here. When we have missed the green majority of the time, we miss it in the right places and left ourselves the easier chip shot. But yeah, I mean it's a strength of my game out here, sort of hitting a lot of fairways and greens. So we're going to try and do the same over the weekend, go with the same game plan and attack those pins when we can.
Four players are a shot back of Smith at -9. Hideki Matsuyama, Ryan Gerard, and Brian Harman. 65-66 the first 2 days for Harman, who says he likes the way he's swinging.
Yeah, I've been striking it really nice this week. Thought I was in a little better shape than I was at the PGA. Just wasn't striking the ball as well as I wanted to. Really felt like I kind of let one slip that week. You know, it was a good golf course, and I felt like if I had a little better, a little sharper game, I could have made some noise there. So, you know, had a week at home to think about it, and glad that, you know, kind of what I've been touching on is kind of showing its head this week a little bit.
The other player part of the pack at minus nine is Michael Thorbjørnsen, 65 Friday for Thorbjørnsen, who says his iron play was on.
I feel like my irons yesterday were either decent or really bad, and then today they were either really good or acceptable, and I think that's kind of the big difference between the two rounds. Obviously didn't hit it as well as I did off the tee today as I did yesterday, but just kind of took advantage of the good tee shots that I hit and then just hit some really close ones.
Jam full leaderboard. 24 players are within four of your leader, Jordan Smith, down at Colonial. Former Buckeye Neil Shipley finished at even par and misses the cut. Elsewhere, Korn Ferry Tour in Raleigh. Jeremy Paul at minus 13 leads by two. Former Buckeye Maxwell Montavon misses the cut at plus one. World Tour in Austria. Andrew Johnston, minus 11, is your leader there by one. LPGA in New Jersey, Letitia Beck, minus eight. She leads by one. Former Buckeyes in the field, Kaylee McGinty is at six back at minus two. Jessica Provaznik is at plus one. Your leaderboards were brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit them today at BMIFCU.org. Well, we're getting set for one of our favorite weeks of the year with the Memorial Tournament. We'll head to Muirfield Village and get one final preview of the week ahead with Executive Director Dan Sullivan. That is next as Tee to Green continues. We're live this morning from the Virtues Golf Club here on The Fan.
The Reds are on The Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and The Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
I'm meteorologist Ashley Smith on 97.1 The Fan. We can expect mostly sunny skies today, very pleasant conditions with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, clear skies with a low near 50. And on Sunday, mostly sunny skies, again, beautiful weather with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ashley Smith on 97.1 The Fan.
Now that we're done washing our balls, it's time to tee it back up. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thanks for tuning in. We are live this morning from the Virtues Golf Club in Nashport. More on that coming up in just a bit. We have another great golf prize package that somebody's going to pick up this week. And, by the way, this is an extra special this week. We have a pair of Golden Bear Club passes for next Saturday at the Memorial, courtesy of our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore. We look forward to being out there in a couple of weeks. We have a round of golf to come out here and play at the Virtues. We have balls from Titleist, plenty of fan goodies we'll throw in there for you this week as well. No Twitter or X contest, so stay tuned. We'll have details on this shortly, and hopefully this great prize package will be yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
And speaking of the Memorial, Monday begins our favorite week of the year with the annual Memorial Tournament, joined for a few minutes by Executive Director Dan Sullivan. And Dan, it is go time. Is everything all set out there, or are there still a couple of last-minute detail things to finish up this weekend?
Well, good morning, Skip. And there are plenty of things that we need to continue to work through, but we are in absolute great shape. Thank the Lord for the weather that has passed us and the weather that we have now. Today's a beautiful day, and it will continue for the next number of days into the future. And we need all of it. We need the golf course to dry out so that all of our players, spectators, volunteers, everyone can come into this golf course and just take it all in. And we are in great shape for an incredible week.
Well, Dan, we always like to get you on the Saturday before for a field update. I know things won't be firmed up totally until, you know, after Colonial wraps up tomorrow. But what can you tell us about the latest commitments? I mean, regardless, it's always an incredibly strong field.
Yeah, we're very fortunate over the years, you're right, that we've been always kind of on the front end of strength of field. This year is exactly the same, if not even a little more. That if you look at raw numbers, starts at the top with people like two-time defending champion Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood, who won the FedEx last year, past two-time winner Patrick Cantlay, all the way down the line, you're going to find your most favorite player in this field, and we couldn't be more proud. This weekend, we have the Charles Schwab going on, and there are 15 players that are still vying for their right to come into this tournament, which is really fun to watch and see how the guys performed the week before and to have a chance to come play in the Memorial.
Dan Sullivan, Executive Director of the Memorial, our guest this morning, Tee to Green here on The Fan. Tickets, Dan, for those who may have procrastinated a bit, can we still get them? And I guess when will you cut things off?
Yeah, the week-long tickets are no longer available, but we do have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday practice round tickets available. So anybody who's interested can actually come to the golf course and buy those tickets right at the gate. We also have this Gen 20 ticket, which is an availability for our younger generation, the folks in their 20s, to experience the Memorial if they haven't before. And we sell those tickets on an individual basis through our website at gen20.com.
Dan, you mentioned the practice rounds. You know, the week always builds, you know, day by day in regards to the practice rounds. You know, Monday and Tuesday, pretty laid back, but, you know, still a chance for people to, you know, see some of these players up close in a little bit more relaxed setting before, you know, they really start to get focused in just before Thursday.
Yeah, no question. On Monday, we'll probably have half the players here practicing and going out and maybe playing nine holes and on the range. So it'll be a really nice way for those who are true fans of the game to come out and see these players practice in an environment that's perfect. And then Tuesday, we'll have all the players out here practicing. Crowd gets a little bigger. And then Wednesday truly is just an absolute celebration. We'll have massive crowds out here watching the Pro-Am with all the players and the celebrities in our honoree ceremony at 1:30. And then into just a full-on recognition of our military through a military and first responder appreciation, as well as our youth recognition. And I've shared this before, but we always are proud of it. We invite every high school men's and women's golf team across the state to come free of charge with their family and coaches, and we get an incredible response to that. We really like to use Wednesday of Memorial Week as a place where we're celebrating the game and celebrating our community, celebrating this incredible thing that Jack Nicklaus created 50 years ago.
Well, Dan, I know there's a lot of moving parts. What are some of the challenges, I guess, of the celebrities as far as, you know, getting some of them in who may be running late or just being there and showing up where they're supposed to be?
I would say that they're all unique, right? We got to make sure that we're paying attention to what their needs are and their timing in and out. And, you know, once they're on the golf course, they're in a little different environment than what they're used to. They may be a great football or basketball player, but playing around the golf is not as natural to them. So we have some fun seeing them in maybe an uncomfortable situation and maybe not being an elite athlete as they were in other sports, but they ultimately love being here and engaging with the crowd, engaging with the players. They love getting in the conversations with these tour players and understanding the mindset to be a world-class performer and athlete. And we couldn't be more fortunate that we have the opportunity to partner with Workday and bringing these celebrities in and matching up with these world-class golfers.
Well, Dan, this is the 50th anniversary of this great event. I remember my first year. I'm sure you remember your first year coming to the Memorial. I always like to ask your opinion about this. For those who may be attending their first Memorial tournament this year, what would you recommend as must-see if possible?
Well, first, get here early. All parking is free. And if you're coming a little late, so we have parking that around the property that allows people to park on grass lots and walk in. Really unique to the PGA Tour that we have that convenience. And if not, then go over to the Columbus Zoo where we have buses running, all free. And when you're on property, I'd start on the front side. I'd go to number 5 green, which is an awesome place. Number 3 green's a really cool little par 4 stuck in or tucked back in a corner. But later in the day, go to the backside, go to 14, go to 16, go to 18. The crowd swell. Everyone is having a great time, really enjoying the atmosphere, enjoying the great competition, enjoying getting to connect with each other. And we're really fortunate to have this environment that Jack has created to allow for fans of the game to get down close to the ropes and really watch the action. And if you're just a fan of being around a big event that has a lot of energy, then there's that for you, too. And you don't necessarily need to watch golf. You can just hang out with your friends.
Well, Dan, last thing, it's amazing how cyclical things can be. You know, when the tournament became a signature event, reducing the field. Yeah, tell us about how the fan experience also changed with, you know, no more split tees, everybody starting on number one, and really a chance for folks who, you know, may have always just camped out on the back nine, now can really view the entire golf course.
That's exactly right. Our ability to evolve with the PGA Tour is something that I'm really kind of proud of. We've ensured that this tournament has stayed at the top and at the center of the PGA Tour, totally relevant with players, with fans, with the viewing community on television and through digital. And we do have a smaller field. We're at 72 players. My guess is that probably won't last forever, that we'll probably go a larger field. But going off the first tee in twos is a really cool way for this competition to be performed. It gives everyone a chance to watch the golf in the normal kind of traditional way of first through 18 and build with the momentum throughout the day on every day. And for that, we're really fortunate to have the ability to have two players tee off the first. And I think that the players thrive in that environment, that they don't necessarily have to worry about a third player and the pace of play, that they're in it together. It gives us a chance to create an environment out here and a product that the players, spectators, volunteers, everyone really enjoy.
Dan Sullivan, we always look forward to this event. You and your team are the very best at what you do. Have a great week, and we look forward to being out there all week next week, okay?
Thanks for the support, Skip, and look forward to seeing you.
All right, let's go ahead and give away this week's prize package right now. Caller number 9, 614-821-9710. 614-821-9710. Caller 9 gets to come out and play here at the Virtues. We have balls from Titleist and, oh, by the way, a pair of Golden Bear passes for next Saturday at the Memorial, courtesy of our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore. Caller number 9 right now will be our winner. Coming up, more as far as what's happening, a very busy summer out here at the Virtues Golf Club. That is next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
Matty Ice has a large tattoo on his calf of LeBron eating a lion. I have nothing else to say. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buttery cuts and making putts. Sometimes you're listening to Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
And welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in. Congratulations to Scott up in Delaware. Scott picks up the Around of Golf to come play here at the Virtues. Balls from Titleist. And, oh, by the way, a pair of Golden Bear Club passes for next Saturday at the Memorial, courtesy of our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore. We look forward to being out there in a couple of weeks. So, again, congratulations to Scott in Delaware. We have another great prize package for you coming up next week.
You are listening to Tee to Green's On the Range.
Again, we are live this morning from the Virtues Golf Club up in Nashport. Scott Holmes, general manager, head golf professional, owner Tom Wong. And gentlemen, again, just to reiterate what we went over in our first segment with you guys, this busy, busy summer coming up here at the Virtues. Lots of projects up and coming, Scott. And again, let everybody know there's going to be some stuff going on. So if you come out here to play and you see a bunch of work being done,
don't be surprised.
Yeah, and it's going to look great when it's done.
It is. Car paths are starting here June sometime. I don't have the exact date yet. We're waiting on weather. Once I know more, I'll actually put it out for people to know, but I don't have an exact date yet. And then there are going to be some renovation projects going on up here on the actual clubhouse too. So
one date that we are very well aware of and is set, and that is the dates for the Ohio Am, which is July 20th through the 24th. But again, that's a big get because, as we discussed and mentioned, but very seriously, this is not something that's typically held at a public facility.
No. It's been at one public golf course prior to this in the past 30 years, and that was Avon Lakes. Typically, it's at private facilities. So, you know, it speaks volumes to what the actual golf course is.
And there's, again, if people have not been out here, Tom, this is a great opportunity for folks that want to come out and check out some of the great players here in the state of Ohio to come see them, but also see the facility out here and get out and play.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We for the Ohio Amateur, you will see a lot of excellent golfers, and we welcome spectators. We also have a tremendous restaurant where you can hang out and a beautiful patio overlooking 18th Green where you can watch the golfers come in. So
it's going to be a neat event for the Virtues, and it's a wonderful place to really put Virtues, the stamp of the Virtues, mm-hmm. out there for people across the state of
Ohio.
Yeah,
I mean, it's you're trying to create a brand. That's what you're trying to do. And, you know, what better way to do it than host, you know, a premier tournament like the Ohio Am.
Besides that, Scott, again, there's always things up here as far as learning the game. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what you have coming up this summer, specifically with U.S. Kids.
Well, we have a U.S. Kids program that I've partnered with. It's not a facility, but it's a teaching practice facility, and they're going to kind of help facilitate this for me. So we're going to have a U.S. Kids program starting June 24th. It's going to be Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. It's going to be $125 per month for the program, and we're going to limit it to the first 10 kids to start with. You know, I would rather start smaller and be able to grow. I don't want to try to inundate it with people and have it fail. You know, it really ages 5 to 14. And, I mean, if people have questions, just give me a call here at the club, and I'll happily talk to them about it.
Great opportunity, again, to grow the game and mm-hmm. to get kids involved to come out and experience what this great game is all about and come play this wonderful facility and practice facility here at the Virtues. The common question around town, all across town this past week, is your range open? I mean, a lot of them, they've not been able to open the ranges because it's been just too muddy.
Today, no. It's been closed. The range sits on about 26 acres, kind of in a bowl. And I mean, it gets wet. I mean, we had over 3 inches of rain here in a 5 day span.
When the range is open, it's a tremendous range.
Like, oh, no doubt.
Scott says 25 acres, which is, you know, it's almost like a mini golf course. Grass tees that we alternate from the north and south, so our grass tees are in excellent shape. And you can hit. You don't have to. You're not hitting into a net for the most part. I don't think there aren't too many people who can drive that drive it out.
No, I got one buddy that can.
I mean, yeah, even if you're hitting 300 yards, you're still not gonna hit it into a net or anything. So,
tell us about the golf course a little bit more. I mean, we talk about it. We tell people it's wonderful. It is an incredible design, Arthur Hill's design. But what are some of the characteristics that, you know, for somebody like you, Scott, that can tell us, just the general public, about what just the characteristics of this place that they may not be aware of?
So it's, to me, it's two different nines.
Uh-huh.
You know, the back nine to me has more of a links-ish feel with it's a Parkland design, but the back to me has more of a links feel. It's more open. You don't get the wind shelter from some of the trees like you do on the front. To me, the golf course holes 1 through 5 are the hardest holes around here. It's a tough start. The green on one, there's really no good place to hit it on that green. There's really no good pins. You know, 2, 3, I mean, they're good par fours, but par five, uh-huh. 4, it's a tough tee shot, and it's just a tough second shot. That green just sits at such a weird angle that really no matter where you're coming in with, you know, it doesn't like to hold full shots coming from 220 to 180, and then even laying up down there, it's just such an awkward little wedge shot.
Yeah, hole 4 is, it looks like, the longer hitters, it looks like, oh, I can go for it in 2, but the green is very small and a weird angle, and it doesn't hold. Yeah, it's often in the water, or it's on the back off in the woods on the back if you try for it in 2. But Yeah.
I love to just lay up. Absolutely.
Just lay up.
I mean, that's why, again, we have to get smarter as we get age and learn to play. And
right.
I always love talking to people who come out here for the very first time. I was talking to a couple of guys before we started this morning, Scott. And this group said they'd never played out here before.
Right.
And I'm just always curious what you get, what people's reaction are when they finish up their first time out here.
A lot of people tell me how awesome it is, and then I get told how difficult it is. And I mean, it is a difficult golf course. I mean, it's long. I mean, even from playing the white tees or moving forward, it's still a long golf course. But I know, I mean, people are really kind of shocked that you're in Ohio because you don't feel like you're in Ohio when you're out here. You know, to me, this feels more like Tennessee or the Carolinas with the terrain. So you don't. You don't get a lot of this in Ohio. You got to go south.
Yeah.
And that's what I hear a lot. Like, somebody told me that they actually feel like the clubhouse reminds them of, like, a Tennessee lodge.
Okay.
And that, they're kind of in the hills of Tennessee down here, and I can see that.
It is a wonderful facility. It is very scenic when you come out here. And, again, for years, there's just a misperception as to how far away it is, especially with the 161 Expressway being done a number of years ago. You can zip out here from downtown. You can be here in under an hour, and it's well worth the drive.
It is. I mean, I live 40 minutes away, so, I know, Tom, you live about 40 minutes away.
Yeah, from Columbus.
I mean, people do say that, it's such a drive from Columbus. It's really not, though. I mean, because once you get outside of Columbus, you don't have all the traffic.
Right.
I mean, I would much rather make the drive out to the country than drive through the city. That's just me. I don't like traffic.
You go 40 minutes just going 5 miles in the city, depending on where you're at.
Well, yes.
It's mostly expressway. I think there might be four stoplights between here and Columbus or something. Three, maybe?
I don't go that way much.
Okay.
I don't go 161 into Columbus.
You come out of 161, it's an expressway, and there might be three stoplights to get here.
It's all going through Newark, though.
Yeah. Well, come on out here and see them. If people want any information, they want to book a tee time, what's the best way to go to come out here and play,
Book
Scott?
Tee times. I would book tee times online at the virtuesgolfclub.com through our booking engine, or you can always call the golf shop, 740-763-1100.
All right, we'll tell you a little bit more about upcoming things here at the Virtues. That's coming up next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
News. Jack has personally invited the fan to the Memorial Tournament, and we're broadcasting 30 hours of live content, and we'll try not to embarrass ourselves.
Sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Fan, Ohio sports destination. It's not even 10 in the morning, and you're already trying to flag down the beverage cart. Don't worry, we've all been there. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan.
And welcome back, everybody. We are live from the Virtues. If you missed any part of today's show or any of our past episodes, simply download the Tee to Green podcast. Just search Tee to Green wherever you find your podcast and be sure to hit subscribe. Final segment here at the Virtues. Scott Holmes, general manager, head golf professional out here, owner Tom Wong. And gentlemen, upcoming in a couple of weeks, Father's Day. And it's something that you guys always have something neat happening for Father's Day. Tell us about that.
We do. We actually have a Father's Day barbecue platter that we're going to have in the restaurant. Starts at noon, runs out until it's sold out. So it'll go all day until it's sold out. It's a third rack of ribs, smoked pulled pork, barbecue chicken, beans, mac and cheese, apple pie for $25.
Sign me up.
And we have the other thing we have over there that's exciting this year too is we have a new menu.
Okay.
Our chef went through and redid the menu, so there's some new items on that menu to come out and try.
All good stuff when you come out here to the Virtues. Speaking of Father's Day, if you can't come out here that day if people are curious about Father's Day gifts, I'm just telling you,
got a lot of merchandise.
A nice gift certificate to the Virtues would be just dandy.
It would. I mean, you can come out and get Dad a gift certificate to come play 18, get him a dozen balls, and if he wants a driver, we can fit him into a new TaylorMade driver or Callaway driver and get him what he needs.
Restaurants good, weddings, receptions, corporate events, the banquet facility is really special out here as well.
Our banquet coordinator Dakota does a good job. If you have questions on corporate events, weddings, really anything, call and reach out to Dakota, and she'll get you taken care of.
Tom, I ask you this every year. People love the story. So tell us about how you came when you bought this place a number of years ago. Obviously, this is the former Longaberger Golf Club. You couldn't keep the Longaberger name. How you came up with the name, The Virtues?
Okay. Yes, I was. I was listening to Bob Welch's "Sentimental Lady" song, and it came up. You know, 14 Joys, and I thought. I thought, well, if it was 18 Joys, I'd name it that. But so it was 14. So I looked that up, and somehow the computer just came up with four virtues, which is from Plato. It's patience, fortitude, wisdom, and justice. And it kind of sounded like golf. And so I just shortened it to the virtues from Plato's four virtues because it sounded like golf. And But if it would have been 18 joys if Bob Welch had put 18 joys instead of 14 joys in his song. So
Bob Welch. So we get whatever. I think I have that 45 back at home somewhere buried.
It's a beautiful. I love that song.
It's before my time.
Oh boy. Next thing you say, you don't know what a 45 is, and we'll kind of go from there. Never mind.
No comment. All right. I know what a 1911 is.
Coming up this summer, again, the Ohio Am will be played here at the Virtues Golf Club. A lot of projects between now and then. And, it's just curious to see, you mentioned the number of participants that registered to play.
609.
That is incredible. And
from what I've been told, it's the most that they've ever had in history of the event. So...
Well, they play qualifying at other clubs, right?
Yes.
And then
609 registered to qualify in,
and then the better ones advance to the finals, which is at our club,
which will be right here. And look forward to we'll be out here again leading up to that. We'll be lots of talk between now and then as far as the Ohio Am. So again, come on out here and play. Again, what's the place for people want any information about the Virtues, Scott?
VirtuesGolfClub.com is our website, or give us a call at the golf shop 740-763-1100.
Scott Holmes, Tom Wong, gentlemen, thanks again for your support. We love being out here, okay? Have a great weekend.
Okay, Skip, thank you.
All right, again, our thanks to everybody here at the Virtues. Come on out here and play. Busy day ahead here on The Fan. Fan Sports Saturday is next. Reds, Braves later today. For Nate Puderball, I'm Skip Mossick. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you again next Saturday morning right here on The Fan.
Be in church next Sunday to save me from the double bogey blues.
Just when you thought afternoons couldn't get any dumber.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you?
Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Your home for dumb. The